It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Let's go to the hotline and welcome in the one and only Dave O'Brien. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic. I hope we're not doing too bad after our Cleveland Guardians have captured the American League Central title since we last spoke. I know we're both big Guards fans here on the Local Beat, so good stuff there for sure. So maybe some not-so-good stuff, though, earlier this week, Dave. Over in Wellington, at their water treatment plant, Jason Hawk had the latest on this incident that kind of went down Monday afternoon into the evening. So just kind of walk us through what happened over here in Wellington, Dave, and what's kind of the repercussions to all of this?
Yeah, so sort of good news and bad news here, Rocco. And the bad news is that there was a fire at the Wellington Water Plant on Monday night that destroyed the offices, including the kitchen, as well as the water plant's laboratory. Unfortunately, no chemicals released or anything like that. Good news is that the entire water plant was not destroyed, but power was knocked out. And so very late on Monday night, messages went out to the Wellington community saying, basically, please conserve water. All we have left is to depend on our water reserves. So fortunately, you know, firefighters went down there, fought the fire. Cause still under investigation. Again, no hazardous chemicals leaked out. The plant's sort of key operational systems, you know, filtering, electronic controls and stuff, that was all safe. State Fire Marshal is coming up to help investigate. But basically, it was a scary moment because until power was back online, there was no water filtration going on at the water plant. So people really had to try and save water. There had been a project that was ongoing on the property. There had been some work, and there had been workers there, like 24 hours a day, basically, for the previous almost 2 weeks, a little more than 2 weeks. And unfortunately, nobody got hurt. They had finished their work and left about 40 minutes before the fire started. It may have started in a vehicle that was parked in the underground in the basement garage. But again, that's still under investigation. State Fire Marshal, you know, Wellington firefighters are going to investigate that. So there's going to be a lot of rebuilding left to do. Some great photos there by our staff. If you care to go to chronicle.com, check those out. And it's just a scary moment. Fortunately, nobody got hurt, but there will be some rebuilding to be done. And Mayor Hans Schneider of Wellington said that there will be temporary water offices set up while that is, in fact, getting done.
Well, you said it, Dave. Certainly could have been worse. This was a, could have been a potentially nightmarish situation here, but still got good, safe water to drink over there in Wellington. Nobody was hurt. And again, it just may take a little while to rebuild through all the damage. But again, at the end of the day, nobody hurt. Certainly could have been a whole lot worse than things were. And you can find out more about that incident in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Jason Hawk had the latest. Again, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or online at chronicletea.com. Elsewhere from Jason Hawk, Dave, this one came over the weekend. As you know, we've been so worried about COVID for the past 2 years, and rightfully so. I think one of the things that kind of gets maybe swept under the rug at times is the flu. And the folks over at University Hospitals will certainly not be forgetting about the flu anytime soon. What's the latest here, Dave?
Yeah, so our researchers at University Hospitals got a $12.5 million grant to track flu viruses for the CDC, for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And this is kind of neat. CDC has been collecting data from sites across the country since about 2004 for what they call its Flu Vaccine Effectiveness Network. UH is one of those partners this year and is the only hospital system in Ohio that was tapped for the project. Again, that's in Jason's story. And basically what's going to happen is they're going to collect data, find out how well the vaccines are working, you know, real-world effectiveness, how it ranges from person to person. And these researchers based in Cleveland, are going to be covering not just patients in Cleveland or Cuyahoga County, but also patients in Lorain County as well. Emergency rooms, clinic doctors are going to be testing patients who've had, flu symptoms. Hopefully it's not, the flu, season this year is what it was last year, which was not as bad. And I think from some of the public health officials and people like that I've talked to, you know, over the time of the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of that, they say, is attributable to people using sanitizer, people washing their hands, and people wearing masks, you know, and the flu seasons were really kind of knocked down. There's also been some suggestion that because of all the steps that everybody took to mitigate, you know, COVID-19, it may have actually made several strains of the flu go extinct. One for certain, but several others have not been seen in nearly the you know, the level that they had previously been seen. So yeah, we may may have figured out one of the ways to beat the flu is, you know, is to wear masks and wash your hands consistently and, you know, stay away from other people if you're sick. Basically for UH, you know, they have, as Jason put it in the story, the data is a gold mine. It'll show what vaccines have been effective against what strains, help vaccine manufacturers decide what formulas they need to use to defeat what strains. And obviously, you know, flu vaccines change every year as the flu strains change every year. There are many different types of, you know, of influenza viruses. They reproduce quickly. They change with generations. So a lot of this is in Jason's story. And hopefully, you know, nobody out there gets too sick during the upcoming flu season. I know I try to get my flu shot every year. And for most of the years that I've gotten it, yeah, I haven't been sick. You know, maybe a couple of sniffles or, you know, feeling a little cruddy one day or another. But it's always been successful for me.
Well, good deal. And I like how in Jason's story, kind of points out, you know, hey, people getting tested for these things while they're in the hospital or the emergency room, it's not new by any means. But now I think with this grant money, they can kind of take things a step further, looking at these different viral strains, you know, which one is responsible, where does it get started, how can we try and fight it. And I think that's already pretty cool that, you know, because of the steps we took because of COVID, we got one strain of the flu kind of extinct already. So high fives all around on that one. Good job, everyone. And certainly cool stuff here to see UH. You know, kind of attacking that flu virus, so the different strains and getting the appropriate grant money in order to do so alongside the CDC. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest this morning on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, this morning we're going to have a county commissioner's meeting and, you know, also hopefully maybe a little bit of a follow-up from Jason about the wastewater treatment plant fire that we just discussed. And yeah, whatever else comes down, I know Carissa Wojtak was very busy with Lorraine schools and Lorraine City Council stories, you know, first couple of days this week. So, hey, well, you know, we'll see what came out of those meetings, and I know that she always goes and pays close attention and writes all that stuff up for the good people of Lorraine to find out what their elected officials are doing.
And she's on it, man. I'll tell you what, Carissa is absolutely on it with the Lorraine stuff, whether it's schools or city council. She's been all over it. Just incredible stuff from Carissa. So again, like Dave said, check her stuff out and all the rest of the CT's stuff out over at ChronicleT.com for that digital e-edition, or of course you can pick up a physical copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. All right, Dave, hope everybody's got those ears on the scanner. What is this week's scanner story?
Well, this one's a little more serious than we're normally used to. And again, you know, I don't like to call out people for you know, for childish behavior, because I know a lot of really well behaved children. but this one I think you know, there would even be some children who would be bothered by this kind of behavior. Uh-oh. I'll take you to Hopkins Airport, obviously in the great city of Cleveland, for a disturbance at gate A-10, where passengers were hiding for their safety on a jet bridge, as a passenger who was denied boarding went berserk throwing luggage.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, can't be doing that at the airport, man. And I get it. We're all frustrated, right? You're sitting there forever. You got the four-hour layover. It's like, come on, let's get a move on. But yeah, can't be throwing things at the airport these days. Just not what you want to do there. Thankfully, that didn't lead to anything more serious. Well, entertaining scanner story as always, albeit maybe some serious implications there for a minute. But again, thankfully nobody hurt there. So great scanner story, Dave, and a excellent insight to the articles that we talked about. Again, you can check out the latest from Dave, Jason, Chris, and everyone over there at the CT. Go to ChronicleT.com, or you can pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. Dave, thank you as always for the time. Good sir, I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up next Wednesday.
Always good talking to you, Rocco. We'll talk to you next week.